The Democrats seeking their party's presidential nomination meet tonight in Columbia, South Carolina, for their first debate of the campaign season. The event is being covered by a huge contingent of media outlets, but it's uncertain how many voters are actually paying attention to the campaign at this point, and there's no agreement on what effect, if any, this debate will have on the candidates themselves. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson is in South Carolina and joins us now. Mara, South Carolina is the scene of an important primary in 2004. Why is the South Carolina primary so important to this Democratic nominating process?
Well, the main reason is because it's been moved up in the calendar. It's February 3rd. It comes right on the heels of New Hampshire and Iowa, and it's a Southern primary. 40% of the Democratic voters in the primary here are African American. There are hardly any Black voters in New Hampshire or Iowa. So what it does is it gives the Democrats an opportunity to craft a campaign that reaches out to two very different constituencies. The South is a region that many in the party believe the Democratic Party has to carry if they're going to be competitive in presidential elections. The last three Democratic presidents, Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, Lyndon Johnson, were from the South. Democrats who are successful know how to craft a message that reaches out to their base, the African-American base in the South, and also to white moderate voters. So South Carolina is a good place for these nine Democrats to start trying to do that.
What's the state of the Democratic primary contest right now?
Well, we're in the stage that political professionals like to call the invisible primary. As you said, voters aren't paying too much attention to it. Political professionals and activists are. You've got nine candidates. It's a huge field. And these political professionals and activists are handicapping the candidates. You've got John Kerry, Democratic senator from Massachusetts. He has a very impressive organization filled with national political operatives, Democrats who've run presidential campaigns before. He's raised a lot of money. He has a military record. He's a decorated Vietnam vet, which is very important this year if national security is going to be an issue. But he's a liberal from Massachusetts, and he will be attacked by the Republicans as such. You've got John Edwards, senator from North Carolina. He had a very impressive fundraising quarter, raised more than anybody else. He is from the South, very talented, charismatic, but he only has 5 years in the Senate. He's very inexperienced. Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont, is a dark horse, but because he was the only candidate for a while who was against the war, he made himself into a very viable dark horse. He is from New Hampshire's neighboring state of Vermont, and that's also his downside because it's a small state. He probably doesn't have the ability to raise a lot of money. You've got Senator Bob Graham from Florida, who's about to announce officially on Tuesday that he's in the race. He voted against the war. He was a former governor, has impressive credentials on national security and on health care, but he has a heart problem, and he's getting into the race very, very late. Then you have Dick Gephardt. He's the former House Minority Leader. He's the only one of this field who has actually run for president before in 1988. He just came out with a very bold, comprehensive health care plan, but many Democrats considered him to be a has-been. He has tried several times to get the House back for Democrats and failed. Then there's Joseph Lieberman, Democratic senator from Connecticut. He has very high name recognition because he was on the national ticket in 2000, but he had a disappointing fundraising quarter. And then there are also the other three candidates, the Reverend Al Sharpton, Dennis Kucinich, a member of the House, and former Senator Carol Mosley Braun. The field is so big, Lynn, that it's very hard, especially in a debate like we're going to have tonight, for any one of the candidates to really stand out.
And as you mentioned, Mara, the war seemed to be a dominant issue in the race up until now, but now President Bush has declared victory in Iraq. So can it still be the dominant issue?
Well, the White House certainly intends for the war or national security to be the dominant issue in the 2004 election, and the president clearly intends to run as the commander-in-chief. You certainly saw him start that campaign, in a sense, on the aircraft carrier in that flight suit with the helmet under his arm. No Democrat can create that same commander-in-chief image. But I think for the Democratic primary, the war will recede into the background. While it was going on, there was big divisions among the Democrats. All the sitting senators, with the exception of Bob Graham, had voted for the war. Governor Dean was adamantly against it. Now I think the Democrats' attention turns back to the economy, and the question is, where will be the differences among them there? They're all for rolling back the big Bush tax cuts. Every one of them is going to have a big comprehensive health care plan for universal coverage. Maybe tonight we'll see some of those differences begin to emerge. One of the things we are watching for is perhaps some fireworks between John Kerry and Howard Dean. Their campaigns have been sniping at each other. Dean is nipping at the heels of John Kerry in New Hampshire. Kerry is the front runner there, but Dean comes from the neighboring state of Vermont, and he has the potential to derail Kerry's plans there.
NPR's Mara Liasson in Columbia, South Carolina. Thanks very much, Mara.
Thank you, Lynn.